This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album by Kid Creole and the Coconuts and a profile of the man behind the Kid.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts is a pop music act dreamed up by a fellow named August Darnell. Unlike all the other somebody and the somethings that populate rock and roll, Kid Creole and the Coconuts is more of a concept than a reality. Darnell writes all the music, produces the records, and comes up with the elaborate stories that carry over from one album to the next. All the plot lines revolve around Darnell's alter ego, Kid Creole, a hopeless romantic who travels around the world looking for his one true love. Kid Creole's footloose quality gives Darnell an excuse to write songs that include pop musical styles from all over the world. On the new Coconuts album, the wonderfully titled I Too Have Seen the Woods, you can hear bits of funk, Latin, reggae, calypso, salsa, rock, jazz, and soul. Darnell himself calls it mulatto music. Here's a sample of August Darnell's Spicy Entertainment, a tune that manages to work in references to Hemingway, Shakespeare, and Charlotte Bronte while still providing a slinky rhythm. This is a song called So Far, So Good. That was Kid Creole and the Coconuts and a new song called So Far, So Good. August Darnell, who is Kid Creole, is a fascinating fellow. He's a former English teacher who hit pop music pay dirt in 1975 with the wittiest disco hit ever, Cherchez la Femme. It was recorded under the name Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band. Although his conversation in interviews is articulate and erudite, on stage, Darnell likes to pass himself off as a self-absorbed fop, as a combination of stud and sap. He's the only would-be rock star I know who would have the nerve to entitle an album Doppelganger and another called Off the Coast of Me. A year after that one, he released a song called I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby. But Darnell's musical boasting isn't annoying. It's light and charming. Given his refusal to write simple lyrics and catchy choruses, it's no wonder that Kid Creole and the Coconuts haven't become rock stars. But August Darnell has his plans. About a year ago, he revealed that Joe Papp had asked him to come to New York's Public Theater and write a Kid Creoleized version of any Gilbert and Sullivan operetta of his choosing. Papp's idea was that Darnell's intricate wordplay has a kinship with Gilbert and Sullivan's, and as far as the music goes, well, Darnell has been writing his own kind of pop operettas for years. So far, nothing has come of that proposal, but it suggests the range and ambition of this beguiling cult artist.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed I Too Have Seen the Woods, the new album by Kid Creole and the Coconuts.